Margaret Smith is not your manic, hey, let's have a good time kind of comic. She has a slow, deadpan delivery that has a slightly hostile edge. People, she says, make her feel pro-nuclear. Smith got her start at Chicago's famed Second City Theater. She's opened for Jay Leno and played all the big comedy clubs. And she's now appearing in the movie The Blob. But Margaret Smith is still probably best known for her appearances on The David Letterman Show.
My father was no prize. He was a gambler and an alcoholic. But he was also very vain. So one day he gave up his vices to save up enough money for a hair transplant. 2 days after the transplant was complete, he got drunk and on a $20 bet shaved his head. So I owe him $20.
You know, there's a lot of spaces in between lines when you're performing. I was wondering if that ever makes your audiences uncomfortable. And I ask in part because so many comics are really manic and fill up all the spaces with their own laughs, if nothing else.
I hope so.
You hope it makes them uncomfortable?
Yeah.
How come?
Because I am, and I want them in the same boat.
You know, sometimes, even though you have this really deadpan style, it looks like you're going to laugh anyways.
I do laugh. I laugh on stage, but usually they're not funny. You know, I mean, I'm not going to laugh at my own stuff unless, you know, I'm improvising, which I do more and more. So, you know, I don't strictly deadpan anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, by nature, a real bubbly person.
Some of us who aren't naturally bubbly have had it pointed out to us by many people who say, oh, you look unhappy. What's wrong? How come you're not smiling?
Yeah. Well, mainly because you're here. That's what you tell me.
I'll remember
when
that.
When you leave, I'll smile like a lark.
Were you ever inclined, when you started performing, to change your name from Margaret Smith, Smith being your prototypical common name, your everyman name?
Well, I went to visit my mother once in Florida, and I woke up early one morning and thought I'd take a romantic walk along the pier. My mother lives right on the ocean. So I get out, and it's windy, and I'm bundled up, and it's, you know, like a movie. Well, my mother's friend jumps out of a car, comes running up to me, telling me, I couldn't sleep all night. You gotta change your name. I don't know, you might like this, you might not. Tell me what you think. You ready? I said, yes. Peggy Glass. Peggy Glass sure has a lot of sass and class.
Oh, gosh.
I said, I'll think about it. Okay, you let me know. I'm telling you, you got to get rid of that Smith thing.
My last name is Smith. It's very boring. So I try to think up things to do to make it more interesting. Like when I check into a hotel room. I purposely don't write my last name down to get the hotel clerk to demand it. And then I go, Smith. Yeah, that's it, Smith.
I'm interested in how you work up your material. I love what you have to say about hating to wear red lipstick on stage.
Oh, yeah.
I hate my manager. He's always telling me, wear red lipstick. Look nice up there. I said, what if I'm not funny and it's coming out of these big old red lips? It's like being a crummy outfielder with a paisley mitt.
Now, how did you come up with that image of it being like an outfielder, like a crummy outfielder with a paisley glove?
Well, because I also am an athlete.
Oh.
And I played a lot of softball. I've been in leagues since I was in grade school. And so that's real. That's a big part of my life. So I thought, you know, I had this a manager years ago telling me, you know, you got to look nice up there, you know, put on some red lipstick. You really got to, you know. And so I resented, you know, being told how to look. So when I sat down to write it, I thought it would be like being a crummy outfielder with a paisley mitt. You know, why draw attention? I don't know. I guess my images, they come from my real life.
You have a lot of material about how much you dislike your family. I'm thinking it must be pretty hard to convince them that this is just part of your material. I mean, what do you tell them after they've heard your performances?
They don't ask anything. They know that I had a hard time as an adolescent growing up. And so they figure, let her just get it off her chest. Let her get even, you know.
You're acting now. You have a role in both The Blob and Vibes. Is that going to be... Are you pursuing this now, an acting career?
Yes.
How come? Do you want to supplement your work as a stand-up?
Well, I want to make a transition mm-hmm. from stand-up to performing in and writing movies.
How come?
Because stand-up comedy no longer excites me. I feel... I mean, I don't even know if I should be saying this. I get excited about my shows. I don't want you to think I don't. But the quality, how special stand-up used to be, is gone.
Why?
Well, because... I don't even know if I know how to begin this, but I feel very strongly about that comedy is not what it used to be. There are some... I find so many comedians out there who lack integrity to the point where... I can't stand the way a lot of comedians make women look.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the stuff is racist. You know, it's just... And it seems to be that when we allowed ourselves to be angry young comedians, it's gone out of hand.
So part of the reason why you want to get out of comedy is because you don't want to be associated with certain other comics.
I guess it breaks my heart because I've always thought of comedy as an art form.
Mm-hmm.
And... Not, you know, some kind of arena for, you know, men to get out their hostilities on women. When I hear stuff like that come out of people, which I guess I expect, but then when people cheer it, I say, oh boy, I do not belong here. Get me out of here. Get me in movies and get me in maybe a theater someday. Maybe a theater audience.
Well, I wish you the best in the movies.
Yeah, I'm doing real good. Uh-huh. I like, you know, I'm in The Blob. I play this mean nurse.
Uh-huh. Well, great. Listen, can I ask you to leave us with one of your poems?
Oh, my poem?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Well, I wrote this when I was 15, you know. And it goes just like this. I am the sea, you are the river. You run to me, I take you in, I hate my parents.
I love it.
Thank you.
Margaret Smith, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Margaret Smith performs this weekend at Caroline's at the Seaport in New York, and you can see her in the film The Blob.
Someday I want my own talk show. Yeah. It'll be different. It'll be one where I get to hit people. You know, like I'll have Sting on, and when I ask him what his name is, and he says Sting, I backhand him. You know, now get over there and sit with Tommy Toon.
I've been kind of crabby all week. My parents came to visit, you know. Actually, I just brought them back to the airport today. Yeah, they leave tomorrow. I couldn't take them anymore. And my mom wanted to know why I don't come home for the holidays anymore. I said, well, I can't get Delta to wait in the yard while I run in.
This is Fresh Air.